while sharing Jesus is, no thanks, I'm good.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all-knowledgeable, omniscient. Please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is Leave Those Blues Alone, Part 2. My text is Psalm 137:1, which states, By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. Nothing else could have subdued these their brave spirits but the remembrance of the temple of their God, the palace of their king, and the center of their natural life, quite broke them down. Destruction had swept down all their delights, and therefore they wept. The strong men wept. The sweet singers wept. They did not weep when they remembered the cruelties of Babylon. The memory of fierce oppression dried their tears and made their hearts burn with wrath. But when the beloved city of their solemnities came into their minds, they could not refrain from floods of tears. Even thus do true believers mourn when they see the church despoiled and find themselves unable to help her. We could bear anything better than this. In these our times, the Babylon of ignorant deviation from a code of behavior ravages the city of God, and the hearts of the faithful are grievously wounded as they see truth fallen in the streets and unbelief rampant among the professed servants of the Lord. We bear our protests, but they appear to be in vain. The multitude are crazy upon their idols. Be it ours to weep in secret for the hurt of our Zion. It is the least thing we can do. Perhaps in its result, it may prove to be the best thing we can do. But it ours, be it ours also, to sit down and deeply consider what is to be done. Be it ours in any case, to keep upon our mind and heart the memory of the Church of God, which is so dear to us. Those that are not serious may forget, but Zion is graven on the hearts, and her prosperity is our chief desire. The abuses which their enemies put upon them when they were in this desperate, depressive condition, they had carried them away captive from their own land and then wasted them in the land of their captivity, took what little they had from them. But this was not enough to complete their woes. They insulted over them. The Babylonian captives have required of us gladness and songs. The songs of Zion would be sacred songs, such as the Psalms. And apparently, the captives wanted the Judeans to sing them for entertainment and perhaps gloating rather than for worship. This was barbarous and inhuman. Even an enemy in misery is to be pitied and not trampled upon. It augurs a low invader and dirty spirit to criticize severely those that are in distress, either with their former joys or with their present griefs, or to challenge those to be merry who, we know, are out of tune for it. This is adding affliction to the afflicted. The constant affliction they retain for Jerusalem, the city of their ceremonious observances, even now that they were in Babylon, though their enemies tease them for talking so much of Jerusalem, their love to it is not in the least decreased. It is what they may be jeered for, but will never be jeered out of. How these devoted captives stood aimed to Jerusalem. Their heads were full of it. It was always in their minds. They remembered it. They did not forget it, though they had been long absent from it. Many of them had never seen it, nor kept knew anything of it, but by report and by what they had read in the scripture. Yet it was graven upon the palms of their hands, and even its ruins were continually before them, which was an evidence of their faith in the promise of its restoration in due time. In their daily prayers, they opened their windows towards the Jerusalem, and how could they forget it? Their hearts were full of it. They preferred it above their chief joy, and therefore they remembered it and could not forget it. What we love to think of. Those that rejoice in God do, for some sake, make Jerusalem their joy. And we learn before that, whatever it is, which is the head of their joy, which is dearest to them in this world. To a Jew who is marked by showing reverence for God and devotion to divine worship, the request to be happy and sing Zion songs will be like asking them to forget Jerusalem, which would be an act of treachery against God, his covenant, and his people. His prayer is that, if he should consent to such treachery, the very right hand that would play the harp would instead forget its skill, and the tongue that might sing would indeed instead stick to the roof of his mouth. Jesus was crucified on a cross to pay the price for our sins. But after 3 days, he arose from the dead with all powers in his hands. Therefore, let us honor him in all we say and do. Woodpeckers are known for banging on wood, but some living in urban environments also bang on metal. By Sandra Pfeiffer, May 31st, 2024. The range of metal their drum on includes chimney caps, vent pipes, gutters, aluminum siding, TV antennas, drain pipes, satellite dishes, and power pole transformers, according to Brian Smith, Assistant Regional Director of the Migratory Bird Program for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services Midwest Region. When people and wildlife start to intertwine where they live, there are going to be things that pop up like this, Smith added. Whatever happened to the brothers who save birds whose wings are cut by kite strings? Smith said he knows of a woodpecker that drilled on a metal water heater vent, producing very, very loud booming sound across the neighborhood, and another that flew from house to house, hammering away at gutters and chimney caps so loudly that I could hear him about 10 houses away. It can be pretty alarming, like, what in the world is that, said Smith. And boy, if they can make it louder, they sure will. The Cornell Lab of Ornithologist Macaulay Library has an audio collection of woodpeckers hammering at metal, including a traffic sign, a ladder, a roof, and a windmill. Is there a way to stop this behavior? Yes, but there is a legal catch. Because they're migratory, they're protected. So if you wanted to remove the bird itself, you'd have to get a special permit, explained Dan Master owner of Critter Control of Greater Boston, which sometimes responds to calls about nuisance woodpeckers. Specifically, woodpeckers are covered by the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, so capturing them requires federal permission, but people are allowed to scare them off with noise deterrence, like a recording of a screeching hawk, or physical deterrence, such as wind socks, pinmint wheels, and balloons. Master said his company typically uses simple mylar ribbons to shoo away woodpeckers. They're red on one side and silvery shiny on the other, he said. And birds don't like the way they move and make a little bit of noise when they flap in the wind. Woodpeckers can put dents in gutters and aluminum siding, but they're unlikely to do as much damage to metal as they can to wood siding. Still, when they hammer on metal, especially on someone's house, that can initially create confusion about what's causing the noise. One homeowner called and said it sounded like there was jackhammering going on in their fireplace, Master recalled. When we hear those descriptions, we know it's the woodpecker. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. And thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is Sounds of Silence. According to interruption science, we are interrupted every 3 minutes. Phone calls, texts, tweets, social media, Zoom calls, and the constant demands to do more and be more. Sound familiar? The very fact that we have a field of science dedicated to interruption is evidence of how bad noise has gotten in our world. The white noise of this world is one of the greatest impediments to our spiritual growth. By definition, white noise is the sound that contains every frequency a human can hear. And because it contains every frequency, it's very hard to hear any frequency, especially the still voice of God. But silence helps us to hear God's voice. Silence can be the difference between sight and insight. Silence can be the difference between happiness and joy. Silence can be the difference between fear and faith. If you want to hear the heart of God, silence is key. Now, some of you listening may be thinking, you want to believe in God, but you feel the constant distractions and interruptions of life are throwing you off course. You may have questions, and that's okay. You desire a closer relationship with God, and you probably heard that Jesus came to save you from your sin, but you're not sure how that works. Well, if that's the case, I've got good news for you. Realize that all have violated God's divine law and fall short of His glory. But the good news is that God loves you and gives you the opportunity to come to Him, acknowledge your sin, and trust Him as your Lord and Savior. Will you neglect God for the noise of a fly? Or will you believe and receive? Believe Christ died for you and by faith receive Him into your life. Remember, God gave His Son Jesus, who died between two criminals, was buried in a borrowed tomb, but early on the third day He arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, pray, trust and obey His word, and recognize that sometimes silence is golden. Until next time, my beloved, stay encouraged by knowing that God loves you, and when God is in it, there is no limit. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue.